From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Hi, and welcome to So You Think You Can Dance, the podcast on NewsOK.com. I'm Yvette Walker with The Oklahoman, and with me in the studio today is Lisa Potts from the Oklahoma Press Association.
Hello, hello.
Well, we have our new season. We are into our new season officially.
Officially season six.
That's
Yay!
Right. And we've had a very busy week because there were two shows this week. Well, and you know, actually there's normally two shows, but we had a special a special show that actually profiled the dancers.
In their real styles.
Exactly.
Their original styles.
And that's new this year because, and in fact, now I don't know if they actually did this because they heard complaints from last year, but certainly there were dancers that we really didn't get to know until much later in the series. And this is perhaps a way to deal with that.
To introduce them, let us become familiar with what they're good at before they get thrown the jive and the waltz and, you know, all these different styles. I think I might remember Nigel saying something that the Australian version of the show did this kind of a preview special last year, and it was a real success. And so he wanted to do it again. Because you're right, I mean, we've had complaints every year that we don't know who these people are mm-hmm. before we have to start voting for them.
Exactly.
So it gives certain dancers an unfair advantage. And I know I definitely felt more comfortable with some of the dancers. I'd say probably the majority of them. I felt like I knew their styles and what they were good at a little bit better after that Monday special.
Very good. And then Tuesday we actually had the performance show, which was in itself a performance show and a kickoff show. Major League Baseball is on this week, and they did not have a results show this week, nor will they have one next week, I understand. So that means the first 2 weeks of performances, the judges will vote them off. And then they'll go on to the regular America call-in.
And Nigel said he actually sort of prefers this format because he said, we've followed, as judges, we've followed these dancers through the whole audition process. We know what they're good at. We know who has been successful all the way through the audition process up till now. So it's not just a routine-by-routine basis. And, you know, that sort of went into who got kicked off this week, but that'll come up later.
Yeah.
So he said, you know, he thinks the judges kicking someone off right now is the best way to go anyway. So he's happy with baseball.
Well, I'm not because of DVR issues, but that's a whole nother conversation.
Oh, I know. That caused some chaos on Monday for everybody, didn't it?
That's right. That's right. Quite a few people, including me, did not get a chance to watch it when we came home that night because the DVR thought that it was going to be Major League Baseball. But you can see many of these videos online. It's the way I watch them. It's not my favorite way to do it, but
right.
I was able to do it that way. So let's talk a little bit about the profile show on Monday. This is nothing new. In fact, I think we might have talked about it last week. I'm not sure now. But a dancer that had made the top 20 is not able to be on the show, and that's contemporary dancer Billy Bell. I love Billy. He's such a beautiful dancer. All I have heard is that he has an illness that will that if he dances on the show will exacerbate the illness. I have not heard what the illness is. I haven't heard anything like that. But clearly, people are very disappointed that he's not going to be able to perform. And not only is he not going to be able to perform, but he's not going to be able to go to school. And Juilliard had allowed him to sit out while he was performing. They will. Obviously, he's sick, so they will let him sit out this time, too. I don't know if he will be able to sit out both now and if he comes back for another
season.
That's the question, you know.
Oh, good point.
He's so talented, and because the show was actually filmed before he got sick, mm-hmm. he was on the Monday night show.
Right.
You want to talk a little bit about that?
Well, and he was great in the Monday night show, and
yeah.
I think he's going to be really missed in this season because he was definitely one of the standouts through the audition process. So, but if we're going to talk about Monday night show, what were some of the standout routines to you? For me, the Wade Robson opening number was just wow. I
absolutely
loved it.
Absolutely.
So,
you know, Wade doesn't choreograph as much as he used to. I'm sure he's very busy now. I'm not really sure what he's doing these days, but you know, he's not on. He doesn't have a dance in I don't know, even more than maybe two or three, maybe not even two or three shows in a season.
That's true.
And so when he does one, I'm very excited mm-hmm. because I love his work. And it was really great because it was the entire cast.
The whole top 20.
The whole top 20. And choreographing for 20 people has got to be difficult.
Oh, I know.
And showing off, you know, individual strengths but it was good. It was good. It wasn't rushed. It wasn't clumsy. They weren't falling all over each other. It was just perfectly done.
Yeah.
And perfectly planned.
And I thought splitting them up into the four groups mm-hmm. was just wonderful because each little group got their own time and then they all came together at the end, so it felt like a complete piece. But I thought it was really interesting. I thought he did a wonderful job with it.
He really did. It was a great performance. I really enjoyed watching it. And I happened to watch it on a website called Ricky.org, I think. And you know, this young man who does his website, he really liked it. Ricky loved it.
It was hot.
Thumbs up
from
Ricky.
It was so hot.
Yeah,
it really was.
It was really very good. And the costumes were great.
True.
I mean, you know, what I'd love to see for them to do sometime is to tell us, how does the music get chosen? Who picks the costumes? Because to me, you know, it's a performance, which means it's not just the dance, it's primarily the dance, but that's not the only thing.
They have shown before, especially with Wade, they've shown sort of the creative process with he and his wife, and they've pointed out that, you know, the routine conception itself is the pair of them. And then, like on Monday's show, Kat added with choreography by Wade Robson.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the wife is definitely instrumental in the costumes, in some of the lighting, and the concept and the preparation of it all.
Was it the opening number? Because I couldn't tell just from watching on the...
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it was the opening number.
Well, it was a great way to open the show, that's for sure.
And then the two contemporary pieces that they did on the show were wonderful.
Very,
by Tice
very good.
And Mandy Moore.
Mm-hmm.
The dancers were fantastic. Hip-hop was fantastic. The only ones I was disappointed in were the tap and the jazz.
Yeah, let's go to hip-hop just one second. I loved the hip-hop performance with Legacy and Russell
and Kevin.
They were all so strong.
Yeah.
You know, just seeing them all three together like that, if they can hold up the other dance styles, I think we're going to see those three for a while.
Possibly into the top 10.
Maybe. I think so if they can handle the other dance styles. They
yeah.
they looked so great together and they each was so strong in their own style.
I think Legacy and Kevin will be the unknowns because, A, I wasn't impressed by Kevin this week in the performance episode, and Legacy has struggled through the audition rounds.
That's true.
In the other styles.
And Legacy got lucky because he had hip-hop this week.
Yes.
But it was great.
It was. Oh, that was actually, let's see, he and Catherine, that was probably my favorite routine of mm-hmm. Tuesday night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyways.
What made the tap underwhelm you?
I'm not really sure. I don't know if it was just because the tap seemed so out of control. There wasn't any, it didn't seem like they were in sync that much.
That was my concern. It didn't seem like they were in sync. I must admit, I don't really know the terminology here, but the hitting, the tapping itself was not very sharp.
Mm.
When they were tapping together, it certainly was not, you know, in sync, and it wasn't just, you know, a solid, cohesive sound. It was just kind of all over the place.
Yeah.
And then even when they danced individually, I don't know if it's that stage, which I'm going to talk about in a second.
True.
But I couldn't hear the tap very well. It was muffled. It was a little muffled, and it wasn't really sharp to me. And they've got three tappers that they're spotlighting, they're highlighting this season. They need to figure out how to make that tap really sharp so you can really, really hear that. They're going to need to figure that out.
Tapping is something that is always difficult on a stage,
mm-hmm.
Especially a performance stage like that
and
one.
And a big stage.
Big stage, and you want to have a little bit of cushion for your contemporary dancers and your ballet dancers and all those. So they're built a little bit differently. So I think probably on the performance show where we saw the microphone come up during their solos at the very opening where Kat introduces each of the dancers one by one, mm-hmm. and we heard them turn on a mic for the three tappers.
Yes.
It was a little bit awkward, mm-hmm. but it was nice to be able to hear what they were doing because otherwise you really can't hear it well.
No, you
it's
can't.
It's totally muffled by the stage.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, unlike other dance, really hearing the dance and seeing the dance has to work together in order to have, I think, a successful tap performance. Mm-hmm. So,
well, and they definitely need to be in sync. All their rhythm patterns need to be in sync. They can do, I guess I was probably expecting a few more tricks and things like that because of the stage problems.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, let's just talk about stage for just for a second and then we'll go on to the performance show. People online hate the stage. And I do too.
Do you really?
Yes, there's too many lights. That bank of TVs behind the judges with the little flashing.
Yeah.
What is that? It's very distracting. And then the large blue, they almost look like parentheses around the stage.
At some, and they actually change colors.
Mm-hmm, they change colors. It's distracting. And sometimes it actually obscures a dancer on a certain angle because mm-hmm. they're telling them to use the stage and move around the stage. If they get too close to one of those, it's like they just black out. I can't see them anymore.
Really? Mm-hmm. Wow.
From certain angles. I don't like the stage.
There
and
are
a lot
times,
of people online don't like it either.
That's true. I mean, all we're hearing online is that they dislike it. But, mm-hmm. you know, are the ones that like it actually speaking up? Are they online? I don't know.
Yeah.
I think there's two parts. A, you've got a huge stage that works wonderfully for group numbers.
Yes, it does.
Works wonderfully for large routines where the dancers can move around a lot. It gives Kat Dealey a lot more options in terms of where she can be when she's introducing dancers or, you know, commercials, you know.
Right.
Gives her a lot more options as a host. But then on the downside, if you don't have a routine that can step up and fill that stage, mm-hmm. then it makes the routine just nosedive. And I think we actually saw a couple of those on the performance show this week, that the routine just fell flat because in that huge arena of a stage, I mean, mm-hmm. it's that big, it feels like, they just couldn't fill it. And they needed more. It would have worked probably and been more successful in a smaller, more intimate stage like the previous one.
Right.
So there's good points and bad points. But in terms of a live TV show, I think it probably looks more impressive on TV. I don't know. Unless it obscures your view.
Well, I mean, over time, they will be whittling down the group. So how many large group numbers will they need to have? I guess that's one question I have to ask myself. And at least don't make the lights go different colors during the routine. It's just distracting.
Yeah.
So, but great segue onto the performance show. let's go ahead and talk about that.
Okay. Well, first off, we started with Channing and Philip doing the jive, which the jive is a fun style to kick off the show, but it rarely ever gets good reviews from the judges.
Right.
And the judges didn't really love this one either. I mean, they thought they did okay, but not great.
I actually liked it. I mean,
I liked it. It was fun, but it wasn't wow.
I knew the tapper would do well because, frankly, that's his style. Mm-hmm. I mean, jazz, you know, or jive, rather, is just kind of how he's moving when he's tapping. But I was very pleased with Channing. Of course, she's very athletic and strong. So they talked about her, the quick kicks, the flick kicks not being, I guess I disagreed. Of course, I'm no expert, but I was even noticing, I thought her
she's
kicks were pretty good.
Yeah.
But, you know, again, I'm no expert.
Well, and I hope that they build their chemistry a little bit more before next week because these are two of my favorites.
Yeah.
I like them both. Next up was Ashley and Jacob doing a Broadway routine by Tice.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, I loved Jacob on that top 20 special on Monday night.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Jacob is a very strong performer.
He really stood out to me, both mm-hmm. in the group routine by Wade and in the contemporary number where he was next to Billy Bell. Mm-hmm. I thought, wow, Billy Bell looks like a little lanky boy next to Jacob.
And he stood out in this number.
Oh, he was really good in this number. But I really didn't like the choice of music.
Yeah.
They built it up as this big, sexy, raunchy kind of routine. And I didn't think it was quite as sexy and raunchy as it could have been. Mm-hmm. So it was like, okay, there's a whole lot of hype that it didn't live up to.
Right.
But Nigel said that Jacob and Billy are possibly two of the best dancers to ever be on the show. Mm-hmm. I thought that's saying a lot.
That's strong praise.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And next up was Ariana and Peter doing Hip Hop by Nappy Tabs, and they played Androids. What do you think of this one?
You know, I think Ariana is a better dancer than they gave her credit for, but this routine was not very good.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I was disappointed in it. I wasn't too surprised to see her in the bottom girls, I guess. I wouldn't say that Peter was much better than Ariana, no. But Nigel said he was.
Yeah.
So... next up was Russell, who was supposed to be paired with Noelle, but have we heard yet what the result is on her knee?
I don't know, but she injured her knee.
Yeah, Noelle, of course, could not dance because she had injured her knee the day before, and so Melanie, the co-choreographer, stood in for her. And
let me just say... Melanie, you go, girl. You know, she's I don't know how old she is, but she's older.
Yes.
And she's a full figure woman.
She's curvy.
And she was moving around that stage.
Yeah.
I almost watched her more than I watched Russell. And you know how much I love Russell. She has had to stand in a couple of times. Do you remember that?
Yeah, before in season 3 with Pasha.
So good for her.
Yeah.
You know what? And her energy is always just really wonderful. So anyway, I just had to give it up to her. So
I love that she's willing to do that.
Yes.
So she's a great person.
Mm-hmm.
So Russell was pretty good. The judges said he could have been a little bit smoother, and I kind of agree with that.
I thought he was great. Of course, I was watching her a lot, but I just enjoyed watching him.
Oh, of course. Of course.
Yeah.
But he ended up in the bottom two guys as well.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll talk about that later. Next up then was Bianca and Victor doing Contemporary Number by Travis.
Mm-hmm. And which was wonderful.
Yeah. So in the storyline, he ignores her mm-hmm. and doesn't want her to be near him. I didn't care for the music, but I really like the choreography. Mm-hmm. I usually like what Travis does.
Yeah, he's very good.
I worry about Victor. I don't think that Victor is memorable. You know, we know all about Bianca. We followed her the last two seasons, but we don't know anything about Victor. And I don't think he really stood out that much in this routine.
No, you're right. You're right. Although I guess I just remember them just because I enjoyed the dance and the choreography was so strong.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. I'll need to see. We'll see in a couple of weeks how he does, see if he stands out anymore.
Right.
But he may run that risk. You're right.
Next up,
and Bianca, one thing about that, they cautioned her that, you know, as a tapper, she holds her body a little bit differently than some of the other dancers. You know, she certainly, she hunches her shoulders more, and she doesn't present her neck like a lot of the other dancers.
She probably hasn't had any kind of ballet training
or
anything like that.
And part of her... you know, clunky body shape really made it for me in this particular dance. The part where she jumps on his back,
yes.
And she stands there for a moment, and her body, her shoulders are hunched. They really are. Her neck is kind of jutted out a little bit. I mean, it was a weird, but it worked.
She has this kind of awkwardness about her
exactly.
That worked with the routine.
But it's not going to work with every routine.
That's true.
So they cautioned her, and I like her, so I hope she takes that to heart.
Okay. Next up was Karen and Kevin. Karen is the Latin dancer. Kevin is a hip-hop dancer. They were doing the cha-cha.
This was supposed to be hot, so what do you think?
I thought she was definitely hot. I thought he danced like a girl. I went back and watched it a second
really?
Time and just watched him.
Yeah.
He was pretty flamboyant.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I want to see a man side of Kevin.
Okay.
Because there was, I really didn't see much man side.
Yeah. Yeah. So, that's funny.
Okay. Yeah. And the ending was a little bit awkward, you know.
Yes, the pretzel turn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shankman commented on that.
Mm-hmm.
So, but she was wonderful. And it was nice to be able to let her show off what she can do. Because she was another that we really didn't know much about before this week.
That's right.
Then was Eleanor and Ryan doing a jazz routine by Sonya. This was a good angel versus bad angel. Do they have feathers?
Yes, they did. They had feathers and... it was the costumes were strange, but it's Sonya, so what do you expect?
True. Very true. Now, Eleanor sort of threw down the... when she said, this is the best routine she's ever done and possibly one of the best ever on So You Think You Can Dance. Mm. I wouldn't say it quite lived up to that.
No, I don't think so.
So you got to be careful. But mm-hmm. I did really love the movements that she had in that routine. It reminded me a lot of the bird movements in the hummingbird dance.
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. that Hawk did with the head and mm-hmm. the shoulders and mm-hmm. and chest. And I thought she did a really, really wonderful job with that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Some of those little details really added a lot.
Definitely. And Ryan looked good, as we knew he would.
Yes. True.
Here's the question. And this can... Okay, this can be a drinking game, guys. Take a sip when he does not have a shirt on. Okay? How many times are they going to costume him... And we said this was probably going to be true, where he has his upper body
yes,
shown.
Yes.
So we've started week one. He already had his chest out. There you go.
Okay. I'll start the drinking game next week. Okay. Next up was the smooth waltz with Pauline and Brandon. And Brandon, of course, came in to take Billy Bell's place. Mm-hmm. He was there only a day and a half before mm-hmm. the performance show. I felt really bad for him. They mm-hmm. made a good couple.
They
actually looked really good together.
They looked really good together.
But it was sort of a forgettable performance.
It was. It was.
And, of course, both of them ended up in the bottom two. Mm-hmm. Next up was Catherine and Legacy doing Hip Hop by Dave Scott. This was my favorite routine of the night.
It was great. Great. Dave Scott. Yay.
They did this prehistoric caveman thing where they're hearing hip hop for the first time. And Mary called them Pebbles and Bam Bam.
Yeah.
I love that. I thought that was so cute.
Yeah.
But I thought they both nailed it. And I really enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun.
It was.
So much better than the Android number from earlier in
that
the show.
That was very awkward.
So much
yeah.
better. And then the last routine was the disco with Molly and Nathan. They got lots of praise from the judges, but Molly seemed a little bit out of control mm-hmm. to me. What did you think?
I didn't see it. I didn't see what they were praising her for. Frankly, they were saved by the lift at the end. That's what I believe. If they didn't have a great lift at the end, then, you know, somebody might have gone into the... I mean, I still disagree with putting Russell in the bottom four. I think one of them might have gone if they didn't have the lift at the end and the crowd reaction.
Yeah.
And, of course, Molly has a huge fan base, and I guess he does, too, already.
Yes, yes. He probably does have a pretty big fan base. And Nigel only commented on how much fun disco is mm-hmm. and how they brought fun mm-hmm. and that kind of personality to the routine. And yes, they did very well at that.
Right.
But I went back and watched some of it with just focusing on like Molly's feet
yes.
and stuff. And she really seemed out of control.
Oh, yeah, just all over the place.
And they looked like they were 16 or 17 years
old.
They sure
did.
Not 18.
No, I love the choreographer. What's her name again? Starts with
Doriana Sanchez.
Doriana Sanchez. Yes, I love Doriana.
Yeah.
But yeah, I thought they could have done better. Been more in control.
So then our bottom four mm-hmm. were Ariana, Pauline, as the two girls, mm-hmm. Russell and Brandon.
Yeah.
And Nigel said he based it on everything leading up to now. Mm-hmm. Auditions through the process. So,
well, if that's true, then why bring Russell into it? Because Russell had great auditions.
True.
And great, I mean, I just don't get it. You proposed a theory, which I actually agree with, and I was thinking the same thing. Tell us what it was.
Was this just so we could see Russell perform his crumping style?
I think so.
Which we didn't get to see much of during the audition round. I don't remember seeing it. I'm sure we did see his original audition. I'm just not remembering. Mm-hmm. But we saw him do ballroom. We saw him do this yep. and that, where he was great at everything else. And mm-hmm. it's like, let's see him do some crumping. And man, he was awesome.
He did it.
His
yeah.
solo was amazing.
Amazing. Mm-hmm.
How did they get themselves so angry and
I don't know, but they do. They do. Actually, he reminded me of my niece at the end. she doesn't crump, but she can get into that body dance style. So
okay.
Mm-hmm, it's true.
So anyways, you want to say who went home?
Yes, Brandon, as we suspected that he would.
Yeah.
The judges made a point of saying that the reason why you weren't invited into the top 20 in the first place is because we knew that as talented as you are, you had some rough edges to work on.
Right.
So that's not, you know, unusual.
Right.
But Ariana was sent home over Pauline. Mm-hmm. And and I know this wasn't just based on the solo, but Ariana's solo tore up that stage. And I think it has to count for something. I was very underwhelmed with Pauline's solo.
Me too.
And I know that, and here she was in a pairing that was unsuccessful that night.
True.
She probably had good routines before then. I don't quite understand why Ariana went home.
I think it honestly could have been either one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe the judges just wanted to let Pauline have another chance because she went through this time of not having Billy and then having to get Brandon caught up.
That's a good point.
So let's give her a chance to succeed.
Yeah.
And I think probably Ariana and Pauline were exactly the same though.
But I thought Ariana was really strong
in her solo.
On the solo and in the Monday night show.
Oh.
I mean, she was really, really good in the Monday night shows and the dances that she danced. So
yeah.
I will miss her. I really will.
Mm-hmm. I never really got to know her, but
well, I don't because I don't know her either. But
Pauline is probably in trouble. I mean, she didn't stand out. She's got to get a good routine next week if she's going to stay.
She does. Well, okay, we've gone on a little bit long this time, but of course, we had to talk about everybody.
I mean, we had two performance shows to talk about.
I know. So anyway, it's great. I'm you know really geeked up about it. as of course we knew we would be. So next week again. It will be on Tuesday.
Uh-huh.
And there will not be a Monday show, of course.
Right.
So, because that was a special. So it will be Tuesday. They will perform. And then again, the judges will kick off two at the end. And then the following week, we will have Tuesday and Wednesday. And then this show will follow on Thursdays. So come to News OK and find us on Thursdays, Thursday afternoons. And you'll find us on the TV blog. And you'll find us just on the multimedia page. So anyway, thanks for listening. I think it's going to be a great season, don't you, Lisa?
Oh, I'm really looking forward to it.
And we'll see you next week.